Welcome to another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92. This morning we're going to travel over to Appleton Area Health, and we are going to visit with Beth Hinkle. Good morning, Beth.
Good morning, Paul.
So why don't you introduce yourself to us? First of all, what is your title at Appleton Area Health?
Yeah, so I'm Beth Hinkle. I am the Activities Director at Appleton Area Health. I've been here for 10 years now. I started in 2015. I was the Activities Assistant for about a year and then became the Activity Director shortly after.
Okay. Beth, why don't you just tell our listeners a little bit about yourself, where you grew up, your education, and maybe some hobbies you have.
Yeah, so I grew up in Springfield, Minnesota. I grew up on a dairy farm. I ran cross country in high school, loved to play basketball. I worked at the nursing home there in Springfield in high school as an activities aide. I went to Ridgewater College in Hutchinson, and then I shortly after that ended up in Appleton working in the nursing home. And I've been married for about 5 years now, and I live with my husband Isaac near a farm by Pennock, Minnesota.
Oh, okay. All right. And how long have you been at Appleton Area Health again? You mentioned that before.
I've been here for 10 years.
10 years. And what do you like about working at Appleton Area Health, Beth?
I love the work culture. I love to come to work, and I enjoy what I do every day with the residents. And I do have great activity staff that make the day go very smoothly as well.
Okay. All right, Beth, well, I'm just going to turn it over to you here and tell us what Activities Director does there at Apple Ridge and the Care Center.
All right, so I'm going to talk about our activities program and different types of activities that we offer throughout our facility. I have amazing staff, like I said, Rita, Carrie, Joy, and Diane. They all work in the activities department. Diane specifically curls hair in the beauty shop for our residents. We are a 47-bed facility in the care center, and we offer a wide variety of activities, and I will go through just some of them. There's quite a few, but I'll shorten it up a little bit here. So some of our cognitive activities that we have, we do like trivia, Wheel of Fortune, word games, The Price is Right. We've done Jeopardy games before. These are all games that keep their minds sharp, and then we do exercise throughout the week, and that can vary from chair chi, dancing, we have walking clubs sometimes, and then we also have yoga with Sidonia. She's our marketing gal here at Appleton Area Health.
Yeah, I know Sidonia well. She does a great job, doesn't she?
She is amazing.
Yeah.
And then we also have like physical games as well, and we'll adapt these games to their ability. So we have hockey, beanbags, bowling, volleyball, baseball, football, parachute fun. A few years back, we did a water balloon game with staff, and we had our staff and residents out on the courtyard, and I had different games that the staff needed to do. And then I had the residents on the side where they could throw water balloons at the staff, and they all really enjoyed that as well. Some projects that we do, we have quilting group, we sew hand towels, and the last few winters we've been making hand towels that you can button onto your oven. And we've sold those to staff and community members. And then we also have music. So we have like sing-along, and we also have outside entertainment music performers that will come in and play for us as well. Mm. We also have quite a few games. You know, we do board games, dice games. We play Farkle, left, right, center. Last week, we played charades with the staff. So I had two separate teams. I had staff on each team, and everybody had their time to act out these what they were doing and try and guess that. So we get a little competitive here, and the residents seem to really enjoy that, along with the staff. They enjoy that as well.
Yeah. I see some of your video posts once in a while, and the charades one I had a pretty good laugh at. That was fun.
Yes, we put a lot of activities on Facebook, so check it out. It's always fun.
Yep.
We've done the deer hunting game in November, and we'll have staff dress up as deer and running around our dining room behind trees, and the residents shoot Nerf guns at them. So that's a lot of fun. We have Halloween-themed What's in the Box game. So we have the residents stick their hand in the box and they try and guess what it is. And it could be black olives that represent eyeballs, just as an example. We also do a lot of card making. So we make homemade sympathy cards, birthday cards, and we also sell those as well. Few months ago, we had a mystery auction. So I had about 20 items that were bagged, and they couldn't see what the item was. And I gave them a clue as to what the item could be that they could bid on. And then everybody had their paddle, and they could bid on it. Everybody had some fake money. And then it was just always fun to see what their guesses were as to what that item was at the end. Some of them were obvious, and some of them were like, I have no idea what this is. We also have some reminisce activities, and that can vary from bring your favorite food recipe, and we talk about what their favorite recipe is. We had about 3-4 years ago a wedding reminisce and a prom reminisce activity. So this was a really big activity where I had staff and residents bring in pictures from their wedding or prom and their dresses.
Wow.
And we did have a few residents that brought their wedding dress in.
Wow.
And then we had about 30 staff members bring their dresses in, and it was just cool to see from all the dresses from 1980 to, you know, current.
Right.
It was very fun.
Cool.
Yeah. We also have a lot of outside groups that come in, like the Lacaparral Valley Dancers. They'll come in and perform for us. We have the FFA bring their animals in. And we have, like, school kids. They'll come in and read to us, sing. They'll also come on our patio, and they get chalk, and they get to have fun on the patio and chalk up our whole patio, which is very cool. We do, throughout the summer, have weekly visits from our Prairie Playhouse daycare as well. So our residents really do enjoy the infants that come up and visit.
Yep.
Some outings that we do, we go to Peg's Place for breakfast. We went to the Apple Barrel for supper a couple weeks ago. We've gone fishing with the Let's Go Fishing organization. We'll go out to the Swift County Fair here next month.
Mm-hmm.
And we, of course, they love the golf cart rides that we do just around town as well.
Right. Do you go out to the summer concert series on Tuesdays?
Yes, every Tuesday night we go out to the summer concerts. They really enjoy that.
Yep.
Yes.
I do too.
Yeah, it is fun to listen to them.
So
another thing that we have is our food activities. So we have a lot of ice cream sundae socials, root beer floats. We do a lot of baking, lefse making. We have ice cream taste testing. So I have the residents and staff I had involvement from staff as well, and there was about 8 different kinds of ice cream, and they got to taste test it and try and guess what kind of ice cream that was. They really had fun with that. And then lastly, our bigger events that we have throughout the year, it's families are invited, so like our Mother's Day and Father's Day event. We have a Valentine's Day party. I do crown a king and a queen. We make a big event of that as well. And then our family picnic, we're having a themed sock hop activity picnic this year, and we'll have the Appleton Classic Cars come as well. And then our last one, that's probably one of my favorite, is our Christmas party. It's a really big, nice event where we can invite the families to have a nice dinner with their loved ones.
All right. Well, boy, I got tired just listening to all the events you do. You have a lot of events at the Care Center, Beth.
That is just some of them, yes.
Yeah. Got a good a group of people that work with you, too, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
All right. Anything else you'd like to mention?
Well, one thing I would like to mention, lastly, if you are looking for a placement for your loved one, call Caitlin John Choi. She's our social services designee. She can help you with any questions that you have. And lastly, if you are looking for a job, call our HR department. I think this is a great place to work.
All right. All right, real good, Beth. Thank you for filling us in what happens at the Care Center, and we'll have to talk again sometime.
Thank you, Paul.
All right, that's Beth Henkel, Activities Director at the Care Center at Appleton Area Health. And that's another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92.